Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's Monday, grateful Monday. Yes, March 9th, year 2015. And what a marvelous day we had today, weather-wise in the DMV. Temperatures high as 55 degrees, almost 60 in some places. Well, you know, anybody that's been in the DMV area for the past 3 weeks know that it's been extremely cold, frigid temperatures, snow, sleet, rain, you name it, we had it. So we welcome this beautiful spring-like temperature on today, and I'm telling you, it was wonderful. Well, anyway, let's get this program started. You know how we do it, go on your social networks, cell phones, let everybody know that your favorite late-night inspiration program is on the air live right now, the Power Hour with your host, Harold Sutton. Boy, don't we have a great show for you on tonight. Great music, spoken word. We're just going to have a wonderful time. Well, our weekend was filled with all kind of excitement. Just all kind of things happening over the weekends, programs, sports events, and you name it. We were there. I hope you had a great weekend as well. Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. Well, okay. Well, look, there's a lot of things, of course, you know, a lot of things that's happening in our world today and the craziness that's going on. We're going to continue to lift everybody in prayer that God will shield, protect, and guide and lead. And those that need to be led, that have the authority and the power, that they be led to do the right thing. And we who are just pawns to them all, you know, that we will find favor in God, that God will shield and protect us from the craziness that's going on in this world. You know what I mean? All right. All right. And then, look, still, I'm still trying to get tickets to this Floyd Mayweather fight, y'all. It was sold out 15 minutes after announcements, and StubHub, they ain't trying to act right. So, you know, if anybody can, you know, give me a hit, let me know. Yes, indeed. I call it the fight of the decade. Actually, more than two decades that we had a powerful fight like that. Well, anyway, okay, we're going to get this program started. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Now the time to get distracted, and this is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord, and you cannot afford. Destiny.
everything he promised you that you'd get. Waiting on the other side.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Thank you.
to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Oh, yeah. Your way. Thought I had it all figured out. I didn't even ask you about all the things I was doing, and I ruined the things that meant the most to me. Now I'm sitting here all alone. The friends that I had are gone. All I have left is you.
Tripping.
Gotta get back to the place I know that I should be.
Time for our spoken word segment, and tonight we're going to talk about covering one another. And this is an important subject to me. The other day, as a matter of fact, last week, a young man posted something on the wall, on social network walls, and he was saying how everybody should be under a covering, a pastor's covering. And I kind of had a little problem with that, and I asked them. I say, well, if we are being covered by the pastors, then what role does the Holy Ghost play? because the Holy Ghost is to lead, to guide, is to comfort, is to teach, is the, you know, it is everything that we need. It is our covering. And so, and I begin to tell him and share with him the deception that many spiritual leaders use actually to control people and even things that they wanted to do personally in ministry in terms of securing power and position. So I just wanted to talk about this a little bit because I want everybody to know that we are our brother's keeper, and it's not just for the pastor to be a covering, but we who are born-again believers, the Bible, a commission and charges us, hold us accountable that we have to be one another covering, and that's what we're going to talk about on today. And I'm coming out of the book of Galatians, chapter number 6, beginning in the verse number 1, and we're going to go down to the 10th verse. And may this bless you real good. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Now let me stop right now. I want to pause right there. Now, it was very clear in the opening statement. Say, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual. It doesn't say a leader, a bishop, a pastor. It say those who are spiritual. And so who is a spiritual person? One who walketh after the spirit, but not after the flesh. Ones who are born again believers. And I wanted to be clear, because if you read the book of Galatians, they're very clear into whom one is speaking about. Okay, so the letter here, you write the letter, and they say, brethren, to the church of Galatians, we ought to hear, not to talk about one another, not to throw them under the bus, but we that are spiritual, we who say we are born again, we are to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. And then they say, considering ourselves, lest thou also be tempted. Number two, watch this. Bear ye one another burdens. You hear what I say? This is the scriptures. Bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Verse number 4, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Number 6, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Verse number 8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due seasons we shall reap if we faint not. If we faint not. I got to stop right there, because a lot of times we hear, oftentimes I hear these pastors and preachers preaching, I'm getting away from those who don't have my answer, those who have the problem. No, that's not the word of the Lord. The Lord said we got to restore all these folks that got all of these issues, okay? Folks who are not on your page. The Bible says, look, don't be weary in well doing. We got to sow into these people. That's what the Bible says. We have the Bible. If my brothers are overtaken in the fall, we have to take the time and sow into their life. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, verse number 10, as we have therefore opportunity, check this out. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto some men, right? No, the Bible says unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Okay, did you hear? Let me read that again. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So when you hear these people talking for something, getting away from these people who don't have my answer, the people, you know, who are not visionaries, the people who just don't, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so you know that's not Bible. The Bible says we who are spiritual, okay, we have to bear one another burden. So if they're not on the same page that you're on, if they just happen to be less fortunate, the Bible does not tell us to withdraw. The Bible says do good to all men. So we are to cover. We are the brethren. We are to cover. It doesn't say pastors. It doesn't say bishop. Don't say apostle. But we, one another who are spiritual, we who are in the faith, we are to cover one another. And that's our spoken word for today. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's the spoken word for today. You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Anybody know that he's an awesome God? Something.
You are so great and mighty.
You're my heart's desire.
Are my heart's desire.
You're my strength and power.
Are my strength and power.
Something. You are an awesome God.
You are my Redeemer. You are my Redeemer.
Oh, and yes, you're a loving Savior. You're the one I worship. Yes, God, you are an awesome God. Come on, get that in your spirit. Song says you are so great and mighty. And you're my heart's desire. You are my strength and power. Oh, you are an awesome God. You are my Redeemer. You're the only one I worship. Come on, say you are an awesome God. You're great and mighty. My heart, yeah. You are my strength and power. You are an awesome God. You're my Redeemer. Oh, you're my loving Savior.
Listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own, but all that I found at the end of that road, that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around, and He placed His love on me, and I could trust Him, yeah, till my last heartbeat. Trust Him every portion.
Tick tock, tick tock. The clock on the wall is saying our time is up. Hope you enjoyed this program on tonight, that your spirit was lifted, that your heart was encouraged. Now, the good news is that we'll be right back on tomorrow night doing what we do best, and that's to bring late night inspirations into the midnight hours all around the world for your listening pleasure. So don't forget, make sure you dress warm. It's cold out there, and you take care of yourself when you do that. And may the good Lord blessing keep you until we connect again on tomorrow night with the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Come on, Chris Holmes, take us home. You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Faith that can calm the raging sea.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.